This is a special moment. It's a special moment for our organization. These will be the first grants of this variety that we will have applied for and received.
Brian Shelton Kelly is the real estate and asset development manager for the nonprofit corporation Anchorage Neighborhood Housing Services.
It's also, I think, an important and special moment for the community, for Anchorage. In the last several years, no one has applied for the HUD 811, the disability program. So that money's gone to other communities.
The combined total of slightly more than $7 million comes from two federal grants under the Department of Housing and Urban Affairs. One grant is $2 million plus for construction of 10 one-bedroom units for very low-income persons with disabilities. The second is more than $4,360,000 for building 20 one-bedroom units for very low-income elderly. Besides the construction funding, the two grants include additional money for rental subsidies.
In each of these projects, the future residents or future renters won't pay more than 30% of their income towards housing costs. So if someone's on a very low income or a fixed income, they may only pay a certain amount, like $100 a month, if that's 30% of their income, towards the rent. And the rent is set by HUD to cover the operating costs of the projects.
The rental subsidies cover 3 years and are $206,000 for the disabilities housing and double that for the 20 elderly units. Shelton Kelly says the federal definition for very low income in Anchorage for 2010 is $29,300 annually for one person. That amount increases according to the number of family members. Through a HUD grant awarded in 2009, Anchorage Neighborhood Housing Services has already purchased the necessary two parcels of land.
One's going to be located in Spinard, and then the other is the senior housing project is going to be located very close to Alaska Regional Hospital. We've been waiting on the announcement, and now that the announcement's been made, we can go ahead with design and get the projects ready for construction. And if all goes well, we aim to break ground next year, as soon as the ground allows us.
The competition for these low-income housing grants is considerable. Shelton Kelly says the Anchorage Neighborhood Housing Services bid was boosted by the support from several groups, including Catholic Social Services, Anchorage Community Mental Health, Access Alaska, the Disability Law Center, Alaska Housing Finance, the municipality, and the two local community councils in Spinard and Airport Heights. Some of these organizations will deliver services directly to the residents. Anchorage Neighborhood Housing Services plays more of a managerial role, making certain the units and residents meet federal requirements. The real estate and asset development manager says right now the nonprofit organization owns 950 units, mostly multifamily, multiple apartment housing, but also 120 single room occupancy units. That may sound like a considerable number, but Shelton Kelly says Anchorage is far from meeting the need for such housing, especially for low-income people with disabilities.
The newest project to open in Anchorage, which just opened earlier this year, which was another 10 units, already has 10 people on the waiting list.
Anchorage Neighborhood Housing Services hopes to have the 30 new units ready for occupancy sometime after January 2012. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.